All right, lads. Welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? How you doing? Listen, thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, and coming on back. I do appreciate you. I do that. You know, it's that time of year for appreciation and gratitude. And I do appreciate you all, and I thank you all for listening. And check out my other podcast with my good buddy, Corey Brooks, The Manxiety Show. Whenever Corey decides to edit episodes and put them out, they're available. They're available for you. I drop them to you like little gifts, random. Why am I wearing glasses today? No hour sleep. I just got back from New Jersey, where I was officiating a wedding. It was my first wedding. My first wedding I officiated. And I got home crack of dawn, late night. And I'm kind of up early starting this. So I do look like garbage. So, Hence the glasses. I'm not going for any cool look whatsoever. I just feel and look like shit. I officiated my first wedding. I had a blast, had a lot of fun. And that was yesterday. So I think less than 24 hours. And listen, I'm available. If you want to hire me to officiate your wedding, I have, as of now, 100% no divorce record. So 100% of people that have been married by Mick Thomas have stayed together. And I don't know how many priests, rabbis, pastors, warlocks can say that about their congregation. I, Mick Thomas, have officially got 100% success rate in marriage. So if you want your marriage to last, reach out to me. I will marry you for an astronomical fee. I will reach out. I will charge you a lot of money. But you, that is an investment. You will be married for, so far, no divorces. Not that many people can say that. No divorces. That's all I'm saying. I have to send in their paperwork too, actually. It reminds me. Let me just give me, send in paperwork. If I don't send in that paperwork within 5 days, they're actually officially not married. And that'd be weird. Maybe that's another part of my service. Maybe I just don't send in the paperwork. You know? By the power invested in me in the state of New Jersey or whatever state we're in, because I can do it in all over states, I now pronounce you man and wife or husband and husband. I probably won't do those because I'll be one of those ones who make a stand. Not that I'm against gay marriage, but wouldn't it be good? That's how I get publicity. If I go up and say, I'm not marrying gay people. I refuse to marry gay people. That's not true. You could pay me enough money. I'll marry a fucking frog and a toaster. But I'll say that. I'll put that online and I'll get all that clout because people already hate me on Facebook. Oh, I'm the most hated man on Facebook. I truly believe it. And I'll just say that I will not marry gays and I will not marry trans. Those are the people. And redhead people. I will not marry redhead people. Throw a boatload of money at me, mate. I swear to God, I'll marry you to your sister. I don't care. I don't care. You really love your dog? You love your dog that much? Boom. I now pronounce you husband and dog. Or dog and wife, whichever. Listen, it's the 2000s now. 2020s. We can, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. But wouldn't it be funny if I didn't like send in the paperwork? That could be another service. I'll marry you. Yeah, I'll marry you, right? And then all of a sudden, I don't send in your paperwork. You go about your life. We're married. This is my husband. This is my wife. And you go through life. And then all of a sudden that fight comes and you bicker. That's it. I want a divorce. And she goes off and she leaves. And we know the courts don't tend to favor men in divorce settlements. Men always get the shaft. Let's be honest. There are a few cases where women are the bread earners. And even then. But let's say mostly men get the shaft with the kids, with the house. Right? They bust their ass to get this massive house. And fucking all of a sudden she decides, I want to go with somebody else now. I like something better. And then all of a sudden you're living in your parents' basement again and you're 46, waiting for your parents to die so you can inherit their house. Right? You're embarrassed to bring your kids over to your basement. You used to have self-respect. But how about that? I marry you. I don't send in the paperwork. And then this bitch comes up. Boom. There you go. Divorce. I want half of your shit. And then all of a sudden she goes, bang! She raises that, bang, the Mick Thomas card. He never fucking filed the papers. Guess what, bitch, we ain't even married. I will do that for you for only 25% of your shit. Isn't that better? It's a much better deal. That is an investment. Men, Mick Thomas will marry you. I will not send in your paperwork. That is amazing. What? We have fucked the system. Listen, let's be honest. 70-something percent of marriages end in divorce anyway. May the odds forever be in your favor, as they say in the Hunger Games. Get McThomas to marry you. Pay the astronomical fee for me to do the ceremony. I'll throw in jokes. It'll be funny. It'll be a great old time. You can bring all your family in. You can do the, hey, everybody, shanna. You can do all the dances. Yeah, yeah. That song still, I thought that song would have went out ages ago. You know, that song fucking is Usher. Yeah, yeah. Every wedding. You can still go get your friends and do all the, do all of that. Pay for all the shit. When the wedding goes to shit, when it all goes tits up, and the lawyers come like fucking vultures, and this bitch thinks she's cleaned you out. Bang! Mick didn't file the paperwork. I got it right here in a fucking filing cabinet under Do Not File, which is the full cabinet. And it's just men skipping out of courtrooms, just happy that they get to keep all of their shit. Just pay me my little cut. And it's only a one-time fee, by the way. You don't have to pay monthly alimony, all that shit. And you don't, you know what? Scratch that. Not even 25%. Let me come to your house and pick out some stuff. How about that? How about that? Oh, that's a nice motorcycle you have there. I'm taking that with me. But that, it's a small price to pay, mate. Right? You want some other guy riding your motorcycle? You can get it. Some guy can ride your wife. That's fine. We can get over that. But do you want another man riding your motorcycle? Not that. No. No. I will love your motorcycle like no one else will. Anyway, that's my new business. Men. Man, I'm talking to you right now. Women, if you want to do it from a romantic point of view and have me marry you, that'd be great. You have me stand in front of you in a suit, looking lovely. You're up there, though. You're doubting your choices. Wow, as could I? Oh, I don't know. But a man, you're up there. If this shit goes tits up, no one's going to know, and I get to walk away with all my stuff. That's the service I offer. That is the service I offer. What a great way to open up the show. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you all. Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas to you all. I would say holidays, but Hanukkah is over. And those are the only two I recognize. I don't know your other ones. I don't know your other pagan holidays. I just don't know them. Sorry, I'm not educated enough. But I will give the Hanukkah all the respect it deserves. And of course, the main one is Christmas. And so, Merry Christmas. I hope you're enjoying your holiday party, Christmas party. Well, they call them holiday parties because you work, right? So I will call it a holiday party, but I just have wished you a Merry Christmas. The holiday party. If you are going to have your holiday party this year, and I hope you probably had them already as we, this Christmas is next week. You probably have had your holiday party. Just some things that you need to keep in mind with holiday, right? Number one, you got to play. First of all, they call it holiday parties, but the only music they play is Christmas music, right? Isn't it? They're all Christmas songs. They're never holiday songs. They're just not. They're Christmas songs. Underneath the Christmas tree. It's all Christmas tree, rocking around the Christmas tree. Oh, holy night. Jingle bells, laughing. No, jingle bells. Is, they don't mention anything there, right? Laughing all the way. Da, na, 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 na. Yeah, that's just about snow. I'll give you that one, right? And stop trying to, like, can we stop trying to make new Christmas songs? Don't you not? Jonas Brothers. I heard something on the radio the other day. Kelly Clarkson, Gwen Stefani, Coldplay. A lot of you are pagans anyway, right? You don't, you're not Christians. You don't believe in the holiday. You're just trying to fucking cash in, get a bit of money on it. Stop trying to recreate classics. You're not going to, the last classic Christmas song ever written was Fairy Tale in New York. After that, there was nothing after that. Nothing after, that's it. Everything before, let's just keep what we have. You're not going to get a new, right? Mariah Carey fucking, you're not getting that anymore. Stop fucking Taylor Swift. Stop coming out with the Christmas. Like, no, you're not doing it. Anyway, so things to keep in mind, what I've learned from the news this week for your holiday party. First of all, you want to be like the mayor of Boston. You want to be like Michelle Wu. You want to have a theme. And Michelle Wu is the mayor of Boston. And again, fact check, look it up. She has had a no white people party. So she's Asian, right? She's Chinese, Japanese, Korean. I'm not sure. Didn't do my homework. I'm only basing it on appearance. But she is, she decided to have a non-white Christmas party. So only a people of color can go to this. Like, white's not a color, apparently. But, so a secretary accidentally released an email, and then people wrote back and they go, well, you're not invited. It's, if you're white, you can't get in. So I listen, good for her. I love it. I love what Michelle Wu did. She just set the bar. Now we can go out and have our own parties. Now we can it's not even called discrimination anymore, right? It's not. Now we can. Now the mayor of Boston has decided that it's okay now. It's okay. So I'm going to throw a midget party. Do not come to my party if you're over 4'6". The reason why I say 4'6", because I have a midget friend, Brad, who's 4'3". And I like, that's the cutoff around, but 4'6", he wears heels sometimes. I don't know why you do that, Brad, but you're not going to make a difference. But that's it. And you can't, if you show up and you're not, midgets only. Midgets, I've already sent out the email to the midgets. It goes to one and they have it. And the midgets are going to come. And I'm going to be like, I even have a midget Santa Claus, but I'm just going to, like, I'm going to come in on a sleigh being pulled by midgets. The midgets are going to pull me in. And I'm going to throw out, you know, all gifts to the midgets. And they're going to have a great Christmas. And there you go. Socks for everybody. Children's socks, obviously. They're cheaper. Just throwing them out to everybody, right? Sweaters from Baby Gap. Just, and that's it. And you can, hey, I want to go. And I'll have all of them. I'll have black ones, Asian ones, Hispanic ones, and white ones. I'll have all of them. I don't discriminate on that. But you're not getting in to my party at 4'6", right? So you can, we can do that now. Latinos, go have your own Christmas, Feliz Navidad. You can now. I mean, we can't go anyway. I don't speak Spanish personally. But they look like a lot of fun. They look like a lot of fun. I can't go. So you can lock the door. Sorry, you're not Spanish. Asians, you can do it now. We can do it. We can do it all. Dare I say, white people. You can have a whites only party. Doesn't that feel weird to say? Doesn't that feel weird to hear? You can't come to the whites only party. Thank you, Mayor of Boston, for now setting the standard that we can all do this now. We can all do this. But can you imagine, though, let's all fucking joking aside, can you imagine if you did that, a whites-only party? Just like, we're all like a bunch of fucking Alabama kids in Forrest Gump on the bus when Forrest is getting on. Say it's taken, right? Some fucking Moroccan guy shows up. Hey, I'm here for the party. Not in here. Like, can you imagine the lunacy of that? There you go. So thank you, Mayor of Boston. Thank you, Michelle Wu. It's great. I'm glad that you have it. Listen, we can't dance anyway. You don't want us at your holiday party. We are good gift givers, though. We're not stingy with the gifts. I'll be honest with you. We do give good gifts, so you're missing out on that one. But by all means, go ahead. Have your fucking party. Have your party. It's great. It's a great idea. So thank you for now letting us all know we can all exclude. We can all exclude. This is phenomenal. Also, if you are going to put up your Christmas decorations this year, I want you all to follow suit of the Capitol building in Iowa. I'm not sure if you knew what was going on, but they put up a statue of the devil for Christmas. Again, I want you to Google Michael Cassidy. Google Michael Cassidy. Michael Cassidy this week got arrested. He got arrested. Michael Cassidy is a former congressional candidate. He was from Tennessee originally. And he's a former Marine. He's a former Marine. And he's walking through the Capitol building. And there's a statue, a satanic statue. It's got the, what's that fucking thing that they have there? The pentagram with the stupid stars. And they have that. I'm not, again, please Google it to let you know that you're making this up now, or this is blown out of proportion. No, because you can Google the whole thing. Why? Michael Cassidy walked through the building and said, you know what? Fuck it. And he took the head off of the devil. He took off Satan's head. He just took it off. And it was a shitty statue. He pulled it off. It was like weighed about 5 pounds, he said. And I just snapped it off. And then what did he do? He didn't do, because you know when you went off and you ripped down all the statues of Thomas Jefferson and you took down all the statues of the people that upset you from 200 years ago, apparently. You know, and you just, I don't like that statue of that person, right? Michael Cassidy didn't wear a mask. He didn't, you know, he wasn't an Antifa fucking weakling with a weird colored hair. He's bald, so he can't, to be fair. I don't know if Michael Cassidy would have dyed his hair purple or blue. I don't know. So let me take that comment back. So, but Michael Cassidy, he ripped the head off, walked down to security of the building and go, hey man, I just let you know, I took the head off your fucking devil. I took the head off of your devil. What are we doing? We're like, you're putting the devil, you mean, listen, you're not hiding it anymore, governments. Like, what a fucked up time we live in. That people are offended by nativity scenes, upset about nativity scenes, but you can put up a statue of the devil with a satanic, it's written on it, satanic, is the words are written on it. It's not like someone is going up there and interpreting as, oh, that could be the devil. Go look at it in the Capitol building of Iowa. And Michael is a hero. Michael Cassidy went up and now, so he went and he went up to the guy. He's now been arrested. They let him out. He's now going to be facing court. He's got, he's facing charges of vandalism. I, for one, support Michael. I would love to. I think he has a GoFundMe. I'm not going to pay for his legal fees. I am not going to give out that information in case it's a fake GoFundMe. I'm very, very skeptical of those. I know people jump on bandwagons for those ones. So, where have we fallen from? Is first of all, this has always been my complaint, right? And people kind of get on me. And again, I'm really hated on Facebook. Really, really hated on Facebook. And I kind of like it. It's like, it's just tasty. Like, I drop this big chunk of meat. You know when you drop a chunk of meat on Facebook and then watching the comments is when you lick your fingers. It's got that barbecue sauce left over. That's what Facebook is to me. My comment, my post is the meat, and me licking the fingers is your comments of people who just can't stand me. It's so funny. It's fucking hilarious to me. But one of the things I have mentioned is, like, why are there so many companies, people, actors, singers that are so anti-Christian but they've no problem with cashing in on the holiday? Right? You can't say Merry Christmas, but we know what the holiday is, right? Can't say Merry Christmas, but here's Christmas trees. Please, we're making like Disney Plus, and again, I'm a big Disney fan. I'm kind of really praying for Disney to fucking pull out of its slump, to get its head out of its ass and return to the glory days of Disney. I have faith and I know it can do. But for a company that's really anti-Christian, they have no problem fucking banging out movies about Christmas. Shit movies, by the way. You're making shit movies, Disney. Singers. I'm not going to mention names, right? But I just know that they don't give a shit. And then it's like, because they've stuffed interviews have said, oh, here's a Christmas album. Why? You don't, I don't know. I just have find people who are so anti-Christian have no problem cashing in on the holiday. That's kind of, I'm very anti-hypocrisy. I'm very anti-hypocrisy. That's just where I stand. On that stuff, you know, that's kind of where I feel. But I just think, but we've gone that bad that you can't put up a nativity scene, but you can put up a statue of the devil. Let's say it's August. You know, August is too hot for some people. Let's say it's Wednesday. May is a lovely time of year, right? Or April. We're going with April. It's the springtime, right? The springtime, it's not too cold. Right, so it's not too cold, so you don't have to, I gotta wrap up warm, and the fatties aren't too clammy. It's just a nice time of year, right? It's just a nice time of year. Even April, still not the right time to put up a statue of the devil. I'm gonna say, out of all the seasons, none of them would be the right season to put up a picture, a statue of the devil in. You want to do it in your house, that's fine. But to put it in your capital, it's a bit, you know what I mean? It's a bit, come on. What are we doing here? Like, it's the devil, right? And then we wonder why things are falling to shit. Things are going falling apart. Inflation is whatever the fuck. I'm not going to get into another rant because I'm trying to make this political. I don't think I made this political. These are things that happen in a political building. But what I will say though is this is going to be something that you're not going to expect, because for weeks and months and probably years now, Mick has been shitting on the Biden administration and oh, anti this. He's so anti that. So now people are outraged about Biden's Christmas. Every year they post videos of the trees and they're comparing Melania's to Trump's video, Christmas video, to Biden's, and I don't care. I have no problem with the Biden one, except the end of it is a fucking weird. Like, so they go, what's happened? And I don't care enough, right? I don't care enough. Like, I care about policies. That's what I care about. I care about what you're doing to the world, to the planet. I don't care about, like, you have Melania slowly walking down, and she's a fucking hot woman, and she's looking at Christmas trees and just loads of tree. I love a Christmas tree, me. I love a good Christmas tree. And she's walking down and she's touching the trees, and then they compare it to and Biden's videos, like they're sort of comparing to Biden's video. And Biden's on it because you couldn't put Biden in a Christmas video, right? You just put a fucking Santa hat on him, and the ball on the hat would just make him tip over, right? It would just Merry Fourth of Easter. I got you. You can't put him in a Christmas video, but you just can't. So, but what I will say, so people are shitting on their version, and it's a bunch of people jazz hands. It's just a bunch of people jazz hands. I'm gonna dance about a tree. It's a lot. It's too. It's very calm down. Just pull it back a little bit. You're a bit loud. You're like Will and Grace. It's too loud for me. You're just yelling. Or what's the other show? I don't like Seinfeld. I'll talk about that another day. But that's, you're loud, you're yelling. I don't like yelling. And it's all bad at bad. But the dancing's all right. But then it's people in like dressed like nutcrackers and whatever. But then one guy comes out dressed like a pig. I believe it's a pig. He comes out, he's a suit, but he's got a pig head on him. Like a pig mask. And he gets on the ground and starts, that's the only part at the end of it. Like I didn't care until the last few seconds of it. I didn't care on the last few seconds of it. So we have pigs gyrating in the video, like men dressed as pigs. Like it almost looks like they go to one of those, like they're dancing. Hey, here's our Christmas trees. Come on down. And then a guy walks out with a pig mask on and goes, no, you're in the animal fuck party. You're not supposed to be in this video. This is the Rockette style dancing with the, you know, the black people and the gay people and the showing equality, which is great. It's great. I'm not a problem with the dancing. I don't care. You show the Christmas trees. You're getting your point across. So look at that, everybody. Mick Thomas is defending the Biden administration for once about this ad, but just keep the pig fucking guy out of the video, or a rabbit or a goat, whatever. He comes out, you'll see, watch the video, he comes out dressed up, and as I feel he came out of the other door, out of a door, just from one of those probably satanic things like they have in Iowa, and he just came out of a pig, you know, he just probably got railed probably by someone dressed as a unicorn or something, or a giraffe, and they just railed him, and he came out, ow, it really hurts, and he just lies on the ground and starts gyrating, you know. Look, I just want preparation H, and to put the jazz music over it, and you don't even know. So I don't have a problem with that. So anyway, so what have we learned for this holiday season? Stick to your own kind, throw your own parties, and exclude everybody in the name of equality. Make sure your devil decorations are up. Do not have your Christmas party without your devil decorations up. We definitely need that. Respect to Michael Cassidy. And lastly, just make sure you don't put your bestiality fetish into your Christmas videos. And that's it. Other than that, have a safe Christmas. I will bring out a Christmas episode next week, but this is kind of leading up to it. So in all fairness, listen, go have your Christmas parties. Include everybody. Have a great time. This is the time of year for love, forgiveness, for compassion, for getting to know your fellow man. So fuck all that exclusion shit. Include everybody. I guarantee you'll have a great time. Leave your politics and your bullshit at the door. I promise you, you will get along. You will find out that you didn't care about pronouns and identification once you leave that shit at the door, and you'll realize we're all people. You come together for the season, which is the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, right? So do that. Stay, like, fuck the statue, all that shit. That shit's evil. Walk from that. Put up a nativity scene. If it wasn't for that, we're not doing any of this stuff anyway, right? We're not doing any of that kind of stuff. And just go have a great time with your family, your friends, your loved ones. It's once a year. Help out a stranger. This is the time of year where people are a lot worse off than you. A lot worse off than you. So whenever you're out there with your problem, whatever your problem is, just know that there's somebody out there who would kill to have your problem that you have. Oh, I'm behind on my credit card bills. It's a tough time of year. I'm behind on my payments. My spouse, this person left me. I'm alone. I can guarantee you there's millions, and I'm not just making that number up. I'm not pulling it from my ass. There's millions of people out there who would love to trade their problems for your problems. So it's a season. Enjoy it. Go out there. Be with people that you love. Spread the love. Merry Christmas to you all, and I'll talk to you soon. But as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you.